There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Now time for Game Time Without Boomer Esiason with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Yeah, whatever we're talking about on the show has gone sideways for me. It's all about my experience tonight. I can't believe it. How did I get myself into this?
This guy's distracted.
Going to this Jets game. I can't focus now.
He's distracted.
The traffic. All right, you want to do this pack? Or
yeah.
You,
okay. Of course I want
1993.
What sport?
Football.
Ooh.
We're going to stick with football here. By the way, I ordered hockey.
Oh, gosh.
Which,
I'm not going to get any right.
Yeah,
it's Chris Chelios, so, you know.
The challenge there, too, is pronunciation. And I'm like, oh, geez.
Oh,
this might
God.
Not, I don't know how many times we could do the hockey ones on the air, but I also have basketball.
Oh,
so
I will destroy you in hoops.
Basketball, football. Big basketball is 94, 95, I want to say.
Oh, 94.
As soon as the Knicks open the season, we'll do one of those packs. I can't wait to actually
If you
those.
Get me hockey and it's like either Ron Duguay or Barry Beck from the Rangers from the 80s, I'm nailed it. And then those Islander teams. That's
all
about
right.
it.
So this is 19.
Football.
This is football.
93?
NFL, 1993 tops.
I mean, I could get two or three right. This is going to be tough.
All right. Number one.
Yes.
Jim McMahon. Now, remember, 93.
I
want you to get some thought. Jim, I'm trying to help you out here.
Appreciate that.
Jim McMahon.
Where did he go? Eagles. No.
Vikings. Bro, I can't see. I got to get my eyes fixed. Like, look at the back of the car. I can barely read his name.
Why don't you have your optometrist just jump in the car with you and do a little surgery while you're getting into MetLife?
Actually, I have enough time. Actually, if I can't get my eyes fixed, maybe we just get a magnifying glass and that'll help me
read. My grandmother used to magnify. Looking at the horse the horse lines with that magnifying glass. All right, 0-1.
Dave Lutz.
This sounds like a good
He's a
turd.
Tackle. I mean.
Oh, I was going to say like punter.
Yeah.
Oh, Luntz with the 39-yard punt. Vikings.
Ooh, Lions.
Again, every time I miss it, I'm in the division.
Yeah, you're in the division.
Remember that last week?
I'm going to change the rules.
I'm gonna be terrible.
At least McMahon you've heard of.
So if I'm 0-6, I'm going to have Hoff run down.
Should acknowledge, ooh, there's some good ones here.
Oh, okay.
Now, this one, I don't know if you'll know. Vesty Jackson.
Eagles.
Well, you said that so confidently. Are you familiar with the player?
No.
Play with the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Ram before that.
I remember him.
Vesty Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, this really isn't very
fun.
This
is a name you've this is a name you've definitely heard of.
Oh, yay.
Bro.
I heard of McMahon. I got him wrong.
This is a name you definitely heard of, but I don't remember him playing with this team.
Okay.
Craig Hayward.
Oh, I remember with the Falcons.
Yep.
Rams.
No.
Jeez, Browns?
He was with the Saints and then the Falcons. He's on the Bears in this car.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember Craig Ironhead Hayward on the Bears.
Remember he had a commercial, right?
He
was pretty good inside like the tight red. Like he was pretty tough.
Poor Ironhead, RIP. And his son's playing, obviously. In the
yep, yep.
Dan Footman.
I mean.
I've never heard of him. It's okay if you never heard him. Just admit.
Oh, gee, thanks. Mm. Let's see.
This card is
Browns. Did I get it?
You did. You did get it.
Woo!
You did get it. How did you do that?
It's called...
did I show the card? What a guess. All right. Well, here you go. You got one
on the
board.
Style, the crazy thing is, usually when I throw a team out, I don't actually think. I just throw out a team when I really don't know.
Yeah.
That time, I actually scanned like five teams in my head before I said Browns.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Maybe we change the game and I could give you the position of the player.
That doesn't matter.
Okay. I hope you get this one.
Okay.
Norm Johnson. Do you remember the position?
Kicker or punter?
Yes, yeah, there you go. All right, so we know who he is.
Yeah, I know who
kicker.
He is.
Yes.
All right. I feel like he's a Viking, but I don't know if this is the right year. I'm going to say Vikings.
I actually can't. He is not Vikings.
I
actually cannot see. He's on the Falcons.
Yeah.
Norm Johnson, kicker for the Falcons. All right, but at least we knew who he was.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
almost like if you know who he is, it's a win.
Yeah, true. Half a point.
Derrick Brown.
I remember St. John's had a guard, Derrick Brown.
Give you the
Brown.
Position. Tight end. Derrick Brown, tight end. A lot of people listening right now wondering if they know the name.
Giants.
There you go. All
Let's
right.
Go.
I'm trying to lead you there.
What do you mean?
Help my partner out a little
How
bit.
Does that help me out?
Well,
I think you're making it tougher for me,
no,
saying
no,
like
good call.
I sound
good.
Terrible in
no,
front of
no,
so
no.
many people. That was supposed to help me out.
Yeah, a lot of people listening right now probably know who it is.
Stage fright.
Yeah.
All right, 2 for 7.
Ernest Dye. I'd be lying if I said I knew who this was.
D-I-E or D-Y-E, like Jermaine Dye.
Jermaine Dye, tackle.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
93, let's go Saints.
No, Cardinals.
Okay. 2 for 8.
Bro, I can't
remember. I mean, this is a tough pack.
This is a very tough pack.
That one star.
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett. Yeah, Tony Bennett. So on final play at Shea, Tony Bennett.
Yeah, not that Tony Bennett.
Understood.
This Tony Bennett was a outside linebacker.
I don't know.
Looks like he's lined up on...
Chicago.
Packers.
Okay.
Division.
It was the division. 2 for 9.
Ricardo McDonald.
We're almost done here yet. Bears, 2 for 10, right? No. Wrong, 2 for 10.
Bengals, probably a teammate of Boomer.
Oh, Booms.
Gene Atkins.
I think he was an interior lineman. Big
safety.
Boy. No? Oh, God. Eagles?
No. Saints.
All right. This is really,
Eric Williams. You should get this
so much fun.
Eric Williams.
Jets.
Oh. What? Cowboys. You thought too hard. Eric Williams is a big lineman for the Cowboys for years.
I know. I'd rather not even listen to 2 for 12.
J.J. Burden.
I don't like what... Honestly, when I do this poorly, I just check out.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Who?
You take your offensive struggles into the field with you.
Sometimes I do.
J.J. Burden.
With this, I do. Who?
J.J. Burden.
J.J. Burden.
Again, a familiar name.
Becoming a burden. Dolphins.
Nope. A wide receiver for the Chiefs at this particular point.
I guarantee he sucked.
Brian Cox. No, I've heard of Burden. Come on.
Have I? I don't know.
Brian Cox.
Miami.
Yes. Okay. At least you... No,
good jet, too. Parcells.
Final one here. Greg Montgomery.
Running back? No.
I mean, there have been plenty of running backs, but he's a punter.
Oh, Eagles?
Yeah, Oilers. Ugh. All right, there you have it. Footballs are tough, man.
Yeah. We might have to revise this game.
Yeah, it's not trying to make you look bad. There's a couple that maybe I would have known, but I wouldn't have gotten the team. Maybe we just say, have you heard of this player before?
And it's going to be the same
the
result.
Position.
No. I mean, I know you're not trying to make me look bad. It's how riveting is this unless people hate me and they want me to squirm?
It's a way to bring up some old names. Listeners are like, oh, yeah, I remember that name, or I have no idea who that guy is.
That's true. That's true.
I remember J.J. Burden or Eric Williams or Brian Cox.
For the greater good.
All right, well, let's get back to the
Let me ask you a question. Hold on. You have a wheelhouse for baseball.
And
you
hoops.
Do. Right, no, that's fine. But is your wheelhouse for hoops the same as baseball?
Baseball is like early
80s.
Well, here's the thing, though. My wheelhouse for baseball really can go from, like, I get some of the 50s and 60s right.
Well, that wheelhouse is not for us.
No, I understand that. But, like, it's not just the cards that, like, the baseball is for us.
But then why is that?
Get the ABA play. Like, NBA, I'm going to destroy you in basketball. I'm just going to ravage you. I'm going to destroy you.
Well, remember, 94, 95, specific year. Like, that is my...
I know.
You have a larger... What do you call it?
Swath.
Yeah, whatever. Of knowledge of... older players or whatever, and certainly go back to...
No, I know you're going
to
be tough, but I'm still going to beat you in 94,
baseball, 95. At least I have a chance because when I was into it...
You're
good
in baseball.
Yeah, but the basketball, if I ever have a chance, it's 94, 95. And I'd be the same with football, by the way. I'm not... Like, I'm with you on football. For some reason, it just doesn't resonate.
Now, you got to understand, like, so why are we good at... Number one, baseball is my first favorite sport.
Right.
Same with you. Same, like, a lot of us growing up during that period around here. The other thing, too, is... You know, you watch the Mets, and I watched them every night because my dad made me, WOR, Ralph Kiner, and obviously getting my Yankees in all the time with Scooter. So you'd see all these teams roll in, right? Every single team, you just remember, like, catcher for the Pirates, left fielder for the Cubs, because you saw them.
Yeah.
And football, like, the way we consume football now with fantasy and Amazon and Thursday and Monday and Sunday night and Sunday, we didn't consume it that way when we were kids. I watched the Jets, I watched the Giants, I watched maybe the Raiders or the Niners, and I watched a little Monday night before my parents go to bed.
If we did a pack...
I didn't see that many players.
If we did a pack of 2024 tops for baseball, we probably both would be worse than we would be in, say, 84 or 85.
I agree with you.
If we did a pack of 2024 football...
We'd be better now than we were
back then.
The exact
then.
Opposite.
Just,
I agree.
You know, BT and Sal on the Fan will come back, hit you with the crown topic of the day. Yankees clinching a postseason berth last night, and the Jets have a huge game tonight at MetLife Stadium. We'll discuss both them and take your calls, 888-808-1019 on the Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Game Time.